This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Colorado Springs firefighter who fatally ran over a woman while responding to a fire in October will be represented by the city in a wrongful death suit. Wesley Cosgrove pleaded guilty last month to careless driving. Authorities say 76-year-old Margaret Miller was sleeping in the grass and fully covered by a blanket when she was hit. State law guarantees legal defense to public employees in civil cases, but not criminal matters. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The latest data show reports increased about 26% when compared to January. The program received more than 2,300 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. February reports included a person reporting that a student took an excessive number of pills because they were depressed. Local teams notified the parents, conducted a welfare check, and transported the student to the hospital. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Temperatures along the Front Range were in the 60s today, but will plummet to below freezing overnight. A system moving over the mountains could bring an inch or two of snow from Boulder to Colorado Springs tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says the most hazardous travel conditions are expected in the high country tonight and early tomorrow. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 63 degrees. It's 7:06.